Lipids. There are several categories of lipids. Triglycerides, neutral fats, and we would know them as fats and oils. Also phospholipids. And they're what this unit is all about. Two other categories of lipids are waxes and steroids. But all lipids are not water soluble and have a greasy, waxy feel to them. So we know quite a bit about them in relation to food and other parts of biology. Right, triglycerides and phospholipids are based on glycerol, which has three OH groups on it. It's a triple alcohol. And those OH groups can do condensation reactions with other substances, in particular fatty acids. And when fatty acid and glycerol are joined together, there is an ester linkage formed. Potentially there are up to three ester linkages available. Now fatty acids have some quite long, complicated names, but the easiest way of looking at them is to just give them a simple formula, RCOOH, where R means radical. In fact, R can make it seem very simple, whereas in fact, in general, R is something like C17H35 or C15H31. And COOH is a carboxylic acid group on the end, which, having an OH on the end, can interact with glycerol and with a condensation reaction. Fatty acids can also be described as saturated or unsaturated, depending on whether all the bonds are single carbon-to-carbon bonds. Unsaturated ones have occasionally a double bond, and that means instead of it being a string of CH2s, there's going to be a couple of CHs in the middle of the chain. Right, I've put in this unit some sort of pictures from another part of the website, space-filling models of triglycerides, and I've also put some other graphics on the other side of the page of the molecules, which are shown either as a structural formula or a skeletal formula, which looks like zigzags. When you look at a triglyceride, you'll see that really it's just lots of carbons and hydrogens, nothing much else to notice. Occasionally you'll see some oxygens at the glycerol end, but it is very much a hydrocarbon type thing. Not doesn't want to associate with water, so they doesn't dissolve in water, which of course is what I said at the beginning. All lipids are characterized by not wanting to dissolve in water. Now, a mild exception to the rule is when phospholipids are formed. Now, a phospholipid has a phosphate group attached to the glycerol, and probably there'll be another unit the other side of that as well. Or at least phosphate will be part of a unit attached to glycerol. That means that glycerol can't have three chains coming away from it, likely to have two. And you'll see that there as a space-filling diagram. I've talked a little bit about the biological functions of lipids, energy storage, waterproofing, vitamins, protective functions, buoyancy, and insulation. Now, phospholipids are slightly different, and they tend to form membranes. They keep things contained. So the cell membrane, the plasma membrane, is mostly phospholipid. And within cells, endoplasmic reticulum and mitochondrial membranes, those are mostly phospholipids as well. And they act as insulators in nerve cells, by which I mean electrical insulators. Right. I've given you plenty of pictures which you can click on and change around to show you different things. On the right-hand side, I see glycerol. I've animated the formation of a triglyceride. You see it in stages, monoglyceride, diglyceride, triglyceride. I've spent some time showing you different fatty acids of different sizes. And also to show that unsaturated fatty acids have a sort of kink in them. Depending on how many double bonds they have, they might have more than one kink. Elsewhere on the site, you'll see I've got units on saturated and unsaturated fatty acids, and even trans fatty acids, which are something you come across from a dietary point of view. And not all three of the fatty acids in a triglyceride have to be the same. So I've given you a little identification section there for three well-known ones. Now, talking about identification, emulsion test is what we use to identify fats and oils. And it's a very simple thing. I've written it in quite a lot of detail here. But basically, you try and dissolve the thing you're looking at in alcohol. Then you add that to water. And what you'll find is that you get a milky-looking emulsion, which is why it's called the emulsion test, simply because lipids will dissolve in alcohol, which has got quite a lot of C and H groups in it. Or at least it's got two C's and five H's and an OH. But that alcohol, ethanol, when you mix it with water, it mixes very, very happily because the OHs on the alcohol mixed with the water. And that means the fat which was dissolved, the lipid which was dissolved, isn't anymore. It's thrown out of solution as droplets. And the little droplets, they all diffract light in all directions. And therefore, you get, instead of a transparent liquid, you get a milky liquid. It's quite impressive. And by the way, this is quite good fun to do tests on, I don't know, food items like crisps and snacks and biscuits in particular. You wouldn't believe how much fat there is in some of these dry tasting things, and emulsion test is there explained for you. By the way, I've also thrown in a picture of cholesterol, and you can see at the bottom left hand side an OH group, which basically means that will also mix into a phospholipid bilayer, and which is what most membranes are, and it sort of stiffens the thing up a little bit. Cholesterol has a bad reputation in dietary terms, you know, for atherosclerosis and various heart problems. However, it's essential in the normal structure of cell membranes.